This is Ozarks at Large. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued a new water quality modeling program for the Illinois River watershed. It's a watershed that spans northwest Arkansas and northeastern Oklahoma. Both states are currently working together to reduce phosphorus pollution in the river basin. Phosphorus pollution has been a thorn in the side of the relations between the two states for many years. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Delia Hawk hikes to Cave Springs, urban headwaters of the Illinois River in southern Benton County this cool autumn morning.
You can hear the water as we're getting closer here, and they estimate 2 to 6 million gallons a day, so it's one of the larger springs in the state.
The crystal cold spring rushes over moss-covered stones into Osage Creek.
Well, until 1967, this was the drinking water source for the city of Cave Springs.
Today, Cave Springs is protected as a recreational site within a new 30-acre sanctuary operated by the Illinois River Watershed Partnership. Delia Hawk serves as executive director of the Clean Water Group, headquartered at the site. She's also a stakeholder in a new federal watershed modeling program recently completed by the Environmental Protection Agency for the Illinois River.
They'll be looking at the Illinois River and what's called a total maximum daily load, or a TMDL.
A TMDL is a federal calculation of the maximum amount of sediments, pesticides, herbicides, nitrogen, and phosphorus that a stream or lake can receive and still meet water quality standards. Now, the source of the 100-mile-long Illinois River is near Hawkeye, Arkansas. After it crosses the Oklahoma border near Siloam Springs, it meanders southwest through the Cherokee Nation into 10 Killer Fury Impoundment before draining into the Arkansas River.
So in the Illinois River watershed, you have about 1,300 miles, approximately, of streams. 10% of those, or about 103 miles, are impaired.
The Illinois River is impaired downstream in Oklahoma, and several tributaries are also impaired in Arkansas. To repair the river system, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board in 2000 set an in-stream phosphorus limit of 0.037 milligrams per liter. Arkansas has no such rule in place, but agreed to work on its side of the border, for example, upgrading sewer plants and asking farmers to comply with a voluntary nutrient management plan. But it wasn't enough. Oklahoma sued Arkansas in 2005 in federal court. That case was never decided. In 2013, the governors of both states appointed a six-member Scenic River Joint Study Committee, launching an independent phosphorus review on the Illinois River Basin. Delia Hawk says the study is critical to moving forward.
So the question was, number one, is that the right number? And number two, how could that be achieved and at what cost to both states?
To assist both states in cleaning up the Illinois River Basin, the Environmental Protection Agency dedicated 6 years to building an Illinois River Watershed Modeling Program, just finalized this month, costing $1.5 million. Bill Honkers, director of the Water Quality Protection Division for EPA Region 6 in Dallas.
We've been working on developing a watershed model to model various phosphorus reduction proposals to meet the standard at the state line or round about the state line, meet that Oklahoma phosphorus standard.
A second EPA model evaluates chlorophyll impacts on the 10 Killer Impoundment, the terminus tributary in the Illinois Basin. Key stakeholders in both states were involved in what EPA frames as a scientifically robust and defensible watershed model to reduce persistent phosphorus pollution.
You have municipalities that are discharging to the watershed. You have a very large poultry production, I believe about 30 million birds in the watershed in both states. You've got stormwater that contributes to phosphorus levels in the watershed. So we wanted to get the best scientific tools we could produce so that we could work with our state partners, the Cherokee Nation and other stakeholders in the area to look at some reduction strategies.
Under a new phosphorus index, everyone could be held accountable. Derek Smithy, Water Quality Division Director for the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, says his team is still reviewing EPA's new watershed model.
I know that EPA is putting on some technical training for some state engineers to make sure they're well-versed in these different modeling scenarios and strategies. And then both states, Oklahoma and Arkansas, in partnership with EPA and others, will be pouring through that TMDL just to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and we're all on the same page. And then we'll sit down as a team and figure out where we go from there.
Smithy also chairs the Scenic River Joint Study Committee that's in charge of the independent phosphorus review.
These six people selected about a little over a year ago, Dr. Ryan King at Baylor University in Waco to do this research on what phosphorus concentration yields what algae growth rate, and then we'll compare that to the 0.037 phosphorus criterion.
Derek Smithy says King's final report will be issued to both Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon late next year. Back at Cave Springs, Delia Hawk, who was recently appointed by President Barack Obama to chair the successful two-state Arkansas River Compact Commission, believes a two-state compromise on the Illinois River Basin is also possible.
It's humbling to know that so much has gone before in terms of how these states work together in cooperation on our natural resources.
EPA plans to hold a public meeting to review the Illinois River Watershed Modeling Program and to receive final comments. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We've linked the EPA's new water quality model to our website, ozarksatlarge.com. Also there, a link to the Illinois River Watershed Partnership and Oklahoma Water Resources Board.